It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. Brightview Health has reached a record number of patients recovering from substance use disorders, more than 5,000 in Kentucky alone. Since opening its first Kentucky location in 2020, Brightview has expanded to offer its addiction treatment program to Kentuckians in all regions of the state. With 17 centers, most residents in the Commonwealth now live within 30 minutes of a Brightview center. Brightview patients have seen a material decrease in arrests and justice system involvement and reduced use of emergency medical services throughout the state, according to a Brightview news release. Brightview Health's NKY locations are in Covington and Erlinger. Brightview's medical, behavioral health, social services, and laboratory staff have provided more than 156,000 hours of behavioral health and more than 73,000 hours of medical care to the state's most vulnerable populations. The scope of services helps patients rebuild their lives as part of their recovery and achieve key goals like completing high school equivalency, finding employment, navigating the child and family services system, purchasing reliable transportation, and more. Brightview plans to open additional centers in Kentucky by the end of the year. The centers will serve patients in the Lexington and Louisville regions. Discussions of contract negotiations for the School Resource Officers, or SROs, in Independence took place at the meeting of Kenton County Mayor's Group in Fort Wright on Saturday and led into a broader discussion of the challenges of recruiting and retaining SROs. The topic was broached by Independence Chris Rainersman, who stated that he was beginning to work with schools on contract negotiations for the resource officers in Independence. School resource officers are police officers stationed in schools to respond to any criminal activities that may arise. They often provide other safety and security services throughout the course of the school day. In 2022, the state passed House Bill 63, which required all schools to have a dedicated SRO, but the state provided no funding mechanism to facilitate this. Instead, the cost of hiring and retaining resources fell to local jurisdictions. Independence School District currently has 6 SROs throughout the different schools, both public and private in the city. They are all employed by the city police department directly. Kenton County Judge and Executive Chris Knockelman discussed how some schools can't fill their positions. Covington Mayor Joe Meyer, for instance, confirmed with Lincoln KY after the meeting that several of the elementary schools in Covington lacked an SRO. Other cities in the regions have also struggled to meet SRO staffing requirements in the past. Another issue is that many officers will begin retiring soon, which will cause additional gaps in service. One alternative that has been floating around the state level has come in the form of Senate Bill 2, which would grant school boards the right to hire so-called guardians to temporarily fill the gap of an empty SRO position. Guardians would work directly for the school board, unlike an SRO who works for a police department, and, quote, may only include honorably discharged veterans, retired Kentucky state troopers, retired special sworn law enforcement officers, and former federal law enforcement officers, according to the draft of the bill. The next meeting of the Kenton County Mayor's Group will take place on Saturday, April 20th at 9 a.m. at the Edgewood Senior Center on Freedom Park Drive. Northern Kentucky University's partnership with FC Cincinnati is getting some love from the Kentucky General Assembly. Last week, the Kentucky Senate proposed authorizing $16 million in bonding authority for the expansion and renovation of NKU's soccer stadium as part of the next 2-year state budget. The bond authorization is included in the Senate substitute to the state budget bill, House Bill 6, but is not yet final. A final budget is being negotiated this week between the Senate and the House in a conference committee that is expected to wrap up its work in a few days. The Senate proposal follows the February announcement of a partnership between NKU and FC Cincinnati. The Major League Soccer franchise announced in February that it had selected NKU as a permanent location of its reserve team, FC Cincinnati 2. NKU President Dr. Katie Short Thompson noted the partnership in a March 13th campus-wide state budget update, praising the Senate's proposed support for the stadium and other properties. That's going to wrap things up here for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones, and I will talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.